Well, the president said in that famous State of the Union message in which he described the axis of evil, said the United States would not permit, I will not stand idly by, not permit nations to acquire weapons of mass destruction that threaten us, which suggests that maybe if the president maintains political power, that we will then have to move against Iran.
Of course.
Maybe North Korea.
Of course, of course. That is precisely the course that he has set. And actually, the truth of the matter is I think you would endorse, the truth of the matter is we do not have the military strength to take on Iran and North Korea simultaneously or even separately at this point. We have committed nearly all of the forces we have available to this enterprise in Iraq, for heaven's sakes. This argument about a draft, for heaven's sake. You know, that this administration would dare to assert that there is no draft in their thinking. That's got to be an absolutely straight out lie, one of many that we have covered. We cannot continue, really, to continue the Iraqi war as it is going to continue for quite a while, quite clearly, and expect to be prepared to move on Iran, to move on North Korea, to even have this vaunted security and safety at home without a draft. We don't have that kind of power in our military today. And we are being lied to when we are being told there's no thought of a draft in the Pentagon.
Well, won't be the first time we've been lied to by various presidents now, Walter. This is nothing new.
Well, yes, but do we really have time to go into that?
No, I'm not asking for a litany of lies.